calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright, thanks for tuning in. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. We're back for another week. Another interview coming up, really interesting one too, that was a bit unexpected. So if you're new to the show, this is a show all about Australian and Canadian music. I play older music up front, music from the past that I remember maybe growing up with, listening to on the radio in Australia. And then we get into fresh sounds from Australia and Canada. And you can find a blog for this show at ausstrandedradio.com and also follow us on Twitter at ausstranded. And actually, I always forget to mention this, but we're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/ausstrandedradio. So, yes, today's special guest, this is a fascinating one, Ben Lee. Yes, the music legend himself, Ben Lee. He actually did a kind of a secret show in Vancouver just last weekend. He does, you know, his career has transitioned a lot since his days of, I guess, bigger popularity. And he does things differently these days with a lot of house concerts and whatnot. And he did a little show in a yoga studio on Commercial Drive here in Vancouver on the weekend. Now, Ben Lee, of course, is, I mean, he, I guess, somewhat of a household name in Australia. You know, in the independent music world, at least for my generation, he's my same age. He has already, by, mid-30s, he's put out 11 albums. And what's unique is that he got picked up at a very, very young person. At age 14, he began his career with the Noise Addict band. And I think the legend goes that they were playing the very first show at some kind of public library thing, event, and there was someone from a record label right there. He walked up to them and said, "I'm signing you guys." So he began his professional music career at 14. The band broke up by 1995, and he put out his first solo album at age 16. And he's just, ever since, he got, very soon after that, he was hanging out in New York with the Beastie Boys and Thurston Moore and all those kind of people. And his career has transitioned in all sorts of different places since then. I'm going to play for you some tracks, a couple of tracks from his very first album, Grandpa Wood, and then one track from a later album, and then we'll get into his brand new music and the interview. It's not a long interview. I approached Ben at this show, and I had my voice recorder, and we had a chat for about less than 10 minutes in the corridor. And I really enjoyed the chat. He's an interesting guy. He's got a lot to say. He's thoughtful. His popularity has declined, I suppose, in many ways. It's not the 90s anymore. You know, the alternative rock boom, the indie rock boom is long gone. But he maintains a very interesting niche in the world of music. And his songs now are very, very positive. So he's done a lot of spiritual work. And he's very adamant about making music now that's got a very positive message. And his new album, Love is the Great Rebellion, is definitely that. So we'll play a couple of tracks from that. Really interesting to compare it to his very, very early stuff. It's a fantastic album. He recorded this when he was 16, Grandpa Wood. And it's a real little indie pop classic. So I'm going to play for you two tracks from this first. Here it is. This is Ben Lee, from the album Grandpa Wood, which came out in 1995. So I'm going to play for you first up track one. It's called Pop Queen. Here we go. You're on Stranded. Thank you.
between, you know what I mean. It's a real pity, 'cause you try to be me, but you just can't fake it with me. You love the Pixies, you're the ultimate pop queen, you know what I mean. Yeah, my girl is a true dream, and I'm not gonna hate you if you're not gonna hate me. You're my pop queen. Talk about daydreams. You're so unconceited. Yeah, you couldn't be slack if I paid you the shirt off my back. You're my pop queen. You're my pop queen. You're my pop queen.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Okay, so we're back. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. And that was Ben Lee. Three tracks. Again, the chap is hard to narrow down in a short period of time. Just a few tracks, because he's got a real knack for a pop song. He's written a lot of them. 11 albums since 1995. I played for you two from his very, very first album, Grand Paul Wood. It's a real indie pop classic. Wrote and recorded that when he was only 16 years old. And then that song was a single from an album called Life, which came out in 2007. And it was called American Television. And I picked that because, well, you'll hear me talk about it in my interview with Ben Lee coming up. Having grown up in Australia, like Ben and you're influenced by American sitcoms, I remember. And I remembered idealizing America. Anyway, I actually spoke to Ben about this in the interview just about here. Ben Lee, he's a music legend from Australia. He started his music career at age 14 with the band Noise Addict out of Sydney. He's gone on to numerous albums and accolades. And he just happened to play a small intimate house show in Vancouver just this past weekend. Contacted him online and just asked him flat out if he'd do an interview. He I said yes, so I had my voice recorder, and I really enjoyed chatting with him. He's a very interesting guy, very thoughtful, and I haven't followed his career all that closely in the last couple of years, but I have known that he's really followed his own muse, and he's put out albums that haven't necessarily charted or even been terribly well received by people. I read a Pitchfork review for one of his recent albums, and they didn't like it at all. And he makes unapologetically catchy pop music, which is really positive. And that's what he's chosen to do. And in the interview, we talk about that. A lot of his music these days has been informed by his spiritual work that he's done. He even did an entire album, a concept album about ayahuasca, a few years back. Latest album is called Love is a Great Rebellion, and yeah, it's a completely positive album. Every single song is full of positivity and joy, and he's very conscious in what he's doing and creating an album like this. And yeah, part of me was a little cynical, and I was like, I don't want to be beaten over the head by too much positivity, and I like my music a little raw, but at the same time, I'll put this on every day of this week, and you know what, it's made me happy in the morning, so you know what, I've been really good for you. I asked him about what drives him these days in the interview, so that's coming up very soon. So let's play for you track one from the album Love is a Great Rebellion. It's a brand new one from Ben. He lives in Los Angeles these days. This song's called Giving Up on Miracles. It's track one.
It's up to me to make it mine. If I want it, then it's up to me to take it. If I want it, then it's up to me to make it mine. If I want it, then it's up to me to take it. If I want it, then it's up to me to make it mine. If I want it, then it's up to me to take it. If I want it, then it's up to me to make it mine. I don't know how to do it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I picture a love we can build it together. There's no one to wait for. There's no picture a love that keeps kissing me softly. The
then it's up to me to make it mine. If I want it, then it's up to me to take it. If I want it, then it's up to me to make it mine. If I want it, then it's up to me to take it. If I want it, then it's up to me to take it.
All right, there we have it. That's the first track off the brand new Ben Lee album, Love is the Great Rebellion. And Ben, we'll speak about this song specifically in this interview I'm just about to play for you. I recorded this past weekend at a yoga studio in Vancouver, where Ben Lee hosted a small house concert style show. And I brought along a voice recorder, had a chat, and I'll say I was a little bit nervous. I did listen to his music growing up, and he's a pretty well-known guy. I asked him some questions, and here we go. This is Ben Lee speaking to myself a few days back. Australia, but now currently in Los Angeles. Ben, I've been listening to your music for a long, long time. Never thought I'd ever see you in an intimate space in Vancouver. So thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
I want to actually start with something from a bit left field. A song of yours I found online, American TV.
Okay.
I just happened to be talking to my girlfriend about growing up in Australia in the 80s, I'm your same age, and about how that was just a thing and that we'd idealize America and these big houses. What was the origin of that song for you?
I think it was exactly that. At that point, when I made Ripe, I was really interested in pop culture and why was I so fascinated with it and what was it. And I did see these roots in childhood and growing up in Australia and the American sitcoms and how much they shaped. I still, if I like happen to see Growing Pains or Family Ties, it really, like, it's very emotional.
I'm the same, yeah.
I feel very connected to these characters. So I just sort of wrote a song that was kind of a tribute or a question about what is the influence of having this American television be so dominant in your psyche.
And it really is for our generation, yeah. In the 80s, yeah. Things have shifted for you a lot since your early years in Australia. Your music now clearly has been influenced by your shifting consciousness. I was wondering, can you pinpoint a moment where you embarked on an Eastern spiritual path? For me, a sensitive male growing up in Australia, I wasn't exposed to it. For me, something was there, and I met a person at a particular time, and it was the missing vitamin for me. For you, was it a gradual thing, or was there a moment where it kind of shifted for you?
I think there's been a lot of moments. Because when I was a teenager, I remember reading books by the Dalai Lama about kindness and it resonating so much. And I went to a Jewish school, and I was the gabbai, which is the person who helps organize the prayers. And I was never, like, Orthodox Jew, but I liked the prayers, I liked the rituals, and I liked helping organize it. So it's something that I always have been passionate about and curious about. I suppose in my early 20s, I started spending time in India, and that had a huge influence on me, helping me see things differently. And particularly looking at life more in terms of service and music as service. And then as I got older, and things started moving away from being conceptual to more experiential, my spiritual experiences, whether it was becoming a parent or working with plant medicines and things that actually gave me tactile, hands-on experience of other states of consciousness. It was an evolving sensibility.
A song on your new record, talking about giving away miracles, is that sort of based in, if you're grounded in an authentic spiritual path, you don't need to be having wishful thinking, because you realize things are unfolding as they will if you're in touch with deeper truths. Is that sort of what you're getting at?
Yeah, I think that, and also that, people get really into the glamour of the spiritual path in the sense of, like, this amazing synchronicity happened when this and that, and it's interesting because, like, if you look at, say, the New Testament, pretty much every time Jesus does a miracle, he tells the people who saw it not to tell anyone.
Oh.
Because he didn't want it to be this everyone talking about these magical aspects. Those are a natural product of a life with faith. So I think what I noticed in my peers and in myself was almost like an addiction to the kind of supernatural parts of the spiritual path. And I did hear someone say to me once in a conversation that they return miracles because they're not interested in them. They want an enlightenment that they've won on their own. And I was like, that is a more mature outlook, you know? Like, not just being the, like, starstruck explorer who gets overwhelmed by the glamour, but actually accepting the inherently miraculous nature of these circumstances we find ourselves in.
Thank you. And of course, it makes you an exemplar of being a non-cynical person in the pop music world as well, too, and keeps you grounded, I guess.
It's really funny because some people criticize my music as being, they maybe like naive, like the positivity or something. Whereas to me, I see positivity and optimism as the intelligent choice, having looked at the other options. I don't think one is positive because one doesn't know about how awful the world is. I'm aware of the horrors of the world, and I'm aware of sadness and depression, yet I choose a different approach. And to me, it seems the intelligent choice, because neither one of them are necessarily helping the problem, but from a position of positivity, we allow room for inspiration. Like, when I think about the environment, if we're not open to genius, we're not going to solve the problems now. So how do we open to genius? We have to believe it's possible that inspiration could come, because human beings have always had amazing inspiration.
One of your YouTube videos, you're talking about clicking, you know, click on links and what the ramifications are. Click on positive things. I mean, there are amazing environmental projects everywhere you look, if you look closely.
Yeah.
Actually, in that, maybe if we just have time then to speak about your work with the charity that you're involved in, that tonight put on the show. Can you speak a little bit to what the organization does?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting... It's not an organization that's got a catchphrase, you know, like it's not like fresh water.
Yeah.
You know, it's a much more broader and esoteric goal. You know, the goal of the nonprofit Inkari is to promote the process of profound personal transformation. And two of the ways we've done that is the solidarity projects, which is the protection of wisdom cultures. So cultures that still maintain their roots to ancient perennial truths, essentially. The Kheros of Peru and the Tibetan Buddhist monks who are in exile in India. Both of those cultures still hold a very living connection to real psychological wisdom. And they're both cultures that are under threat for different reasons. So we've done various types of solidarity projects and support, helping them essentially, not like, you know, the traditional missionary outlook was to go and bring your agenda. Our view is really that these cultures are actually already pure. We need to help maintain their self-esteem and their self-reliance so that they don't buckle to the pressures of the West. And then also the establishment of this International Day of Inner Peace, which we're in the fourth year, which is, I think, a very important thread being added to the conversation of how we have a peaceful world, because there's, a lot of things we can do with voting or with economics and social and political change, but the idea is that if you overthrow a government that is unjust, you may get a temporary solution, but look at the history, we end up with another dictator coming in a different form. So truly the only way to have permanent and lasting change is for us each to take the internal responsibility to change and become peaceful. So that really is a day to educate on that subject.
That's fantastic. And it's fitting that you had the concert tonight in your yoga studio, because this is what everyone can do now, yoga, and do whatever we can to help shift our consciousness and listen to good music. So thank you very much, Ben Lee. And
thank you so much.
Hello, Tim.
Yes, hello there.
Oh, okay.
I didn't come for a vacation. If not beginning is the only way to fail, I'm done with lies, I'm done believing fairy tales. I heard a song, it started buzzing in my eardrum. No imitations, now I'm looking for a real one. I felt alone, I felt an emptiness around me, but then I looked inside. Right where
the path, yeah. Now I've got something to give. And it's a big love, a big, big love. I'm a little crazy, but my heart is true. Yeah, it's a big love, a big, big love. The biggest love you've ever bumped into. It's not a secret. Yep, yep, it's not religion. Yep, yep, it's not your history. Yep, yep, it's not a gamble. It's just a big love, a big, big love. I'm a little crazy, but my heart is true. Yeah, it's a big love, a big, big love. And I'm gonna give it all to you. And I'm gonna give it all to you. And I'm gonna give it all to you.
This is Jesse Laborde, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on.
Here is the only way out.
Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Headphones, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Music Waste and CITR present the 11th annual Victory Square Block Party, Sunday, September 6th from 2 to 9 p.m.
Celebrate the end of summer and support non-profit media organizations with a splurge of local bands.
Woolworm, Ramsey, Other Jesus, Cave Girl, Gal Grayson, Fake Tears, Whitney Kay, Twin River.
As well as Christy Lee and DJs Owen Ellis and BBU.
Come listen to performers or tune in to 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for an all-day live broadcast with plenty of on-air personalities and interviews with the bands.
Help us make it the best Sunday of September, the Victory Square Block Party, September 6th from 2 to 9 p.m.
Okay, so we're back on Stranded. So there you had it. That was the interview that I recorded with music legend Ben Lee just this last weekend at a house concert in Vancouver. And a really interesting guy to chat with. He's, as I said in the interview, he's an exemplar of a non-cynical person in the big world of pop music. He's been there, done that. He's been around. He even, you know, he's dated a Hollywood movie star. He lives in Los Angeles, but he's very grounded. And you heard there a track from his new album, Love is the Great Rebellion. It's a single called Big Love. So, yeah, never thought I'd be speaking to Ben Lee. I remember listening to his music growing up a long time ago. Okay, let's get back into some more brand new Australian music. This is Wagons. Let's get into some country rock for you. And then we'll get into some new Canadian music pretty soon. You're on Stranded.
Hold on, Caroline. Finally come Thursday, we begin our run down to St. Helens, head out to sea. My love, I don't wanna leave. Invoke the kindest breeze. On the sea.
there's no disguising the fear in your eyes, the way you look on me. Your people are calling back. Patty, don't leave just yet. The banks of the rivers know only the sun, and he has laid him on. Hear me, Patty Gray. Hear me calling your name. My head in the stars and my
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
There are two things I will carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's right, Discorder.
The wishes we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited
fun.
About it.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, even sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's
yeah.
Really fun. This is Sasha Bellot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Vancouver International
All right,
Film Festival.
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. I always enjoy broadcasting sounds for you from my country of origin, Australia. And that last song was no exception. That's right, Andy Gordon, fantastic folk singer from Kangaroo Valley in New South Wales. And he has a brand new album out called New Albion. We're going to talk about a bit very soon. But first up, the other two tracks there. We're Wagons with Hold On Caroline, some rollicking country rock from Australia there. The album is called Acid Rain and Sugarcane. And next up from New Zealand was Unknown Mortal Orchestra with their latest single called Can't Stop Checking My Phone. I'm sure many people can relate to that. And so that track you just heard there was a stunning, beautiful track there called Lieutenant Dawes from Andy Gordon. Now, he is a fantastic folk singer from Australia, and he's on tour. He's literally just landed in Vancouver. He's driven up from Seattle, and I've been touching base with him on Facebook, and he's popping by the station. I have a whole bunch of CDs to give to him, and we'll see. We're going to be recording an interview at some point. I'm not sure if today is the right time. He'll be maybe jet-lagged or tired from crossing the border from the States. We'll see. But in any event, he's almost here at the station, and I'm excited to meet him because we did interview him a year or two back. If you go to our blog, ostrandedradio.com, you'll find that interview. Type Andy Gordon into the search term. And, yeah, he's a very special singer because he puts a lot of care and attention into his songs, which speak of historical events. Andy is quite the historian, and especially his new album here is a very detailed booklet which describes the background to every single song. So I'm really looking forward to digging into this and interviewing Andy when we get a chance. And of course, he's going to be playing a show. We have to announce this the 16th of September. It's a Wednesday night at the Railway Club on the North Stage. Andy will be performing. So a great folk musician from Australia. I hope you can all come out. And I'll be playing myself, opening up the night. I'm playing some originals and a couple of Australian folk songs too. And we have a couple of other artists too, Christy McCracken and Sheena Marie, local Vancouver artists who'll be playing. So that's very exciting. So Andy Gordon, all the way from Kangaroo Valley, New South Wales, he'll be joining us soon. He's on a little mini tour, his first of BC, and he'll be playing a couple of festivals along the way. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Actually, that ad didn't work, so we'll just keep going. Time to play some Canadian music. Now, this gentleman, I'm going to play his songs again because our podcast kind of stuffed up a couple of weeks back, and I wanted to play Malcolm Patterson's music again because he's a good local artist, and I didn't want the podcast to go out without him on it. So Malcolm is an example of somebody who's just messaged me out of the blue. He has a bit of a connection to Australia as well. He lives in Richmond, but he was born and raised here. He has two siblings who moved to Australia and married Australians and started families. In his email, he said, "As a result, I've become quite familiar with Sydney." Well, that's fantastic. And Malcolm's put a huge amount of work into this great instrumental album called Compass. I'm going to play for you at least one track from it right now. This is the first track called Tomorrow. This came out on Lost Room Studios record label in 2013. So here we go. This is Malcolm Patterson from Richmond, BC. Thank you.
I'll sew you a new heart, put you together again with my needle.
Oh, dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Ugh. Everybody, God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed back.
Ugh. Isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
But you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Yo, this is Peach right now. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Okay, we're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. So what did we play there? That were two tracks from Kill Matilda. Their brand new EP is out. It's called Songs of Survival. Of course, featuring Dusty Exner there on vocals. Powerful voice and one of the hardest working bands in Canada. Dusty originally is from this part of the world, British Columbia, and this is the band had its roots, I guess, here in Vancouver, but they live out east now, Toronto, I believe, and they do a lot of heavy touring around the country and even the States. So that was recorded, that EP, by at Fader Mountain Studios here in Vancouver. I think the name's, his name is Garth Richardson. So great stuff, Dusty. And before that was Malcolm Patterson, somebody who forwarded me his music. He lives in Richmond, BC, and he put out this really great instrumental album called Compass. And he has a connection to Australia. He said that two of his siblings married Australians and moved there. So I wanted to play his music. Malcolm Patterson, we played two tracks from his Compass album, Tomorrow and Shades of Grey. This is Stranded. You can catch us online, ozstrandedradio.com, and we're on Twitter at ozstranded. And that was quick. Andy Gordon, who we mentioned, the Australian folk singer, he just popped through. So basically, he sent me a big box of his CDs in anticipation of his tour. And I picked them up from the post office, and he drove up here from Seattle on the way to Victoria. He came all the way to the station. I gave him a box of CDs, and he had to quickly hop in the car again and get to the ferry. But we'll be back in touch and doing an interview pretty soon. Andy Gordon, he's recorded an incredible album called New Albion. And stay tuned. All right, you're on Stranded. Here's Tough Age.
What is that?
but you can have my heart. Guess that didn't mean I'd get all your time. You were on the stage, I was in a basement with a baby crying. Got down on your knees. You didn't have a ring saying I will never leave. Got married in Paris. Baby was blessed. Somehow a year later we ended up like this. You took me for granted. I missed out on being young. You did what you wanted, I just wanted to run. There is a double standard, you're out on the road. I don't ask any fucking questions, and you want me to stay at home. Montreal, we thought the past was out of range. Those were better days. You and I, 4 years on our own, it's time I felt was mine. These demons seem to haunt you. I don't understand, baby. I will. Baby, I will hold you, hold on to my hand. These demons seem to haunt you, I don't understand. Baby, I will hold you, hold on to my hand.
Okay, so we're back on Stranded. So those two tracks we just played there were related. We had The Eternal Husbands with the last track from the French Exit album called Timelines, and that segued into The City Streets with Labyrinthine, so an older song, but The Eternal Husbands and City Streets featured two of the same members. So City Streets were an Edmonton band, which then morphed into the two-piece Eternal Husbands, and of course we played a lot of their music lately. I love this album, French Exit. I highly recommend it. And before that was Tough Age with Snakes and Ladders from the I Get the Feeling Central album. So we're pretty much out of time. One last thing I should mention, there is an Australian band playing tonight in Vancouver. So you can get out to the Cobalt tonight. There's a band from Melbourne called Big Scary, and they're playing. Doors open 8 p.m., shows 9 p.m. Get on down. There is a support act called The Response. Now, I've never heard of this band before. This just kind of came up in my Facebook feed, so I must play a Big Scary song. This will be interesting for me as well as you. We'll be back next week. This is Stranded, and here it is, Big Scary from Melbourne, playing tonight in Vancouver at the Cobalt.
You are the breath until your body breaks. You are the illness that your system shakes. In the image of an ox will blow, then up until the song it makes. Until the questions flow, illustrate until the classroom follows. The left hand can't know where the right has been. Flick your tongue into the words spill.
seen a million girls, I've seen Bangkok. I've seen Bangkok. Black, blue, red, white, Z, oh, very nice. Very the light, bring out your dark birds in flight, bring out your red roses too, hey, what's got into Sunny? Bring out your dead, bring out the light, bring out your dark birds in flight, bring out your red roses too, hey, what's got into Sunny? Bring out your dead, bring out the light, bring out your dark birds in flight, bring out your red